T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It's Friday. There is nothing wrong with your life right now because it's Friday. Yay! Welcome to Spisiano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. 6:06 with Scott Spisiano and Sandy Waters. We'll see just a couple of flurries in the air and snow showers. Less than an inch today, 29 degrees. And it's right on that warmer up in the atmosphere, so could it turn into like a freezing drizzle-ish thing for a hot minute? Hot minute, cold minute, and then lake snow, 2 to 6 possible inches north of the thruway by morning. So it'll come in overnight, puts a winter storm watch in effect. And then tomorrow it'll clear out with breaks of some sunshine later and close to 27 degrees. Okay, weekend is here.
Just really quickly, if you're scrolling through your Facebook newsfeed early in the morning, we always like to jump on Facebook Live for Baby University in a few minutes. And then we jump back on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock, too. So yeah. You can always jump in.
Yeah, we'll be there. And make sure you always have the phone ready to call us at 222-BUZZ. Now you got me, stupid.
What?
Now you've got me just digging down a rabbit hole of the Perseverance Mars rover.
Aww.
And I've been biting my knuckle, trying not to talk a lot about it.
Well, that was a big amount. Like, you talk about these space whatever events that are just not really top of news. They're kind of little. Now you got this big, massive, oh my God, finally the first attempt to land on Mars has been successful. And you don't say anything?
No, we've been on Mars.
No, I know, yeah, but in this just, capacity.
Oh, yeah, this is a big, long time coming kind of landing thing. Yeah.
A lot of times they've attempted it, it failed, and this is the one time that it was successful. This is massive news, and then you don't say something. You're so weird.
I know. I can't read everybody's mind. I just, maybe because I was so into it, and I feel like maybe I'm, like, sometimes I'm so much of a geek that I don't appeal to the masses. And when I think it appeals to the masses, it doesn't. And when it does appeal to the masses, I don't think
you don't realize it does.
Yeah. But there's something that I did dig out of this little, so they landed in an old riverbed, which makes sense. That would be, okay, then maybe there used to be water in an old riverbed.
That's what they're going to figure out.
But they have two microphones that they have to capture the audio from Mars. That is cool. I always wanted to know, like, are there sounds?
Yeah.
You know, can you hear?
Okay, that's a really creepy face. Don't ever do that face again.
What? It's just like,
if you,
wow.
I wish we were on Facebook Live now, because your face, that is a really, that's like about to commit murder type face.
No, I mean.
Don't do
okay, I'm just saying because I had that glare.
His eyes went so wide and he was like, you're either watching like a great dirty movie or you're about to kill somebody. That's the face you made.
No, this was glazed over, wide-eyed wonderment of the fact that we have microphones, and we do this for a living, that a simple microphone like this could be a billion zillion miles away and giving us what we do, like microphones. Like, what do you? What sound would you hear?
Oh, my God, what kind of ASMR is happening on Mars?
I'm serious. Like, I said, like little Mars, little skittly things running around that making little tiny footprint noises.
Oh, my God. What?
Somebody snoring? Is there a garbage can being knocked over?
What a letdown if there's nothing.
There's got to be something.
If it's complete nothing. Then they're going to have to figure out, is the microphone broken or is there really legitimately nothing?
They'll hear ambient noise. Even the noise of the rover, you know, wheels going around or something like.
No, because the rover, they gotta, don't they have to like quiet it down, shut it down. So it's quiet. It doesn't, there doesn't have to be noise. Why does there have to be noise?
I don't know. I want to hear the true audio on Mars for the first time ever.
It's going to be nothing. I'm placing bets. Let's place bets, everybody. Yeah. What do you think sound is going to be heard on Mars? I say nothing. Zero. Zilch.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, they turn the mics on and it takes how many minutes to get back to Earth and all of a sudden we hear...
No! No! So not Nickelback! Not Nickelback!
Oh, come on, poor Nickelback!